So, Mr. Chairman, so we've heard two things here. I asked if this was paid for, and it was, I was told no. Now the chief is saying it was paid for.
The money was deposited, so it wasn't paid for yet.
But was it deposited into Tasker's account?
No, the money was, a check was written from the trust to the city of Warwick.
To the city of Warwick.
The city of Warwick deposited that into this account that's mentioned on the
report. Now I'm clear. At the end of the day, we pay insurance premiums. The trust doesn't work for us for free. And our premiums are based upon our expenses, money in, money out. Bingo. Gives us our rate. The fact that this was negotiated between the trust and Tasker doesn't change the business requirements. This invoice is made out to the city of Warwick Water Department. This is made out to us. This is our invoice. The trust simply, perhaps they negotiated a settlement, whatever they did. At the end of the day, we still have a responsibility to the people who pay the bills. And we have a responsibility to know how many hours were put in and how much did they charge us per hour.
Agreed.
So whether the money's deposited or not, we have to make a decision. Do you want to approve this in its current form, or do you want to hold it and wait for the proper documentation to come to us? I don't care whether the money's been deposited already. That doesn't change the fact that this document isn't a responsible document for us to vote on in its current form.
So not to belittle and drag this out, but the way I'm seeing it is it was an agreement between, and I agree with you on all your points, but it was a discussion between the trust and Tasker where the trust agreed to pay this amount. And this is something that is, we can then go to Tasker on a separate notice, if you will, and say we'd like more detailed invoices. But this, as far as this is done, they did the work. The trust was the negotiator for us, who we pay to negotiate for us. The trust negotiated for us, and they approved this amount. Shame on the trust if they just gave them an open, bold number and agreed to it. But as far as for the city of Warwick, as you said, in future, I'm willing to go with you on future. We need to have more detailed invoices.
So, Chairman, if that's the case, why is it before us to vote on? Why is it?
We have to authorize. We have to authorize the spending. We have to authorize from the check that was given to us.
Exactly. That's correct. We have to. It was given to us to vote on. In its current form, my opinion is we should not be voting on it because it doesn't give us the clarification. This was given to us to vote on. You want to vote on something that's not accurate, perhaps? Or not
I'm going
known?
To vote on something that was already agreed upon between an insurance company and a company that repaired it. And dealing with the invoice, to me, is something separate that we can put forward as a request. That's my opinion, and I'll leave it to the rest of the council. So I'll leave. The question was asked. The answers were given. Is there a motion? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't include. I apologize. I thought I did. Any public comment on this item? Any public comment? May I have a motion? Oh, no motion needed. I apologize. You're right.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like a separate PCR on this, please.
I have a request for a PCR. So we have a motion on former bid 2022-336, Repair Rescue 2. It is now PCR 2822 per request of Councilman Lattiser. May I have a motion?
I'll move to hold until our next meeting.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just catching up on my notes. Give me one moment. You made the motion. He seconded. And our next meeting is March 7th. Thank you. Thank you. Next item.
Just before we move off, Chief or Christy, if we could just get that additional supporting documentation before the next meeting so we can actually vote in affirmative when we get there. Thank you.
The next item is bid number 11-2022-337, Repair Rescue 12, per request of Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. Just Just bear with me 1 minute.
Councilman,
I'm all set with this.
You're all set? Oh, okay, thank you. Since I opened it up, are there any questions from members of the committee?
Oh, no, excuse me, Mr. Chairman. No, I found what I was looking for. Sorry. So,
okay, hold on 1 sec, Councilman. I'm sorry. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Which one are we on? We're on, he requested 2022-337, Repair to Rescue 12. That's item number 11. And that's on page 75.
Got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilman, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. So this is the way an invoice should look. If you look at the very first item, it has 8.1 hours of labor, and it gives you your extended labor price. And it's got a breakdown of everything, including shop supplies. This invoice is broken down the way it should be. We can look at this, and we can take a responsible position, whether you agree or you disagree with the cost. At least you've got everything the way it should. So I just wanted to separate that out, to point that out. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. I agree.
Any other questions from members
of
the council?
That's twice tonight. That's twice tonight.
That's
I'm counting.
Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions on this item from members of the public? Thank you. Item number 13, bid 2023-005, National Night Out Fireworks Display, as requested by Councilwoman Travis. Councilwoman.
Good to get them. I know we talked the other day. There was one thing I forgot to ask. Well, I mean, I know on here it doesn't say where it's going to be held.
Oakland Beach.
It is going to be held in Oakland Beach? Okay.
Yes.
Now, it does say 8,000, you know, over... I've done National Night Out for a million years now. I can't even keep track. But rain, this is the only one that doesn't have a rain date. In all the years we've done it, we've never had a rain date.
Right.
And I think the last time I remember we got poured on was like 19 years ago. No, it's easy to remember that because my granddaughter was one. But what happens, say it rains out before they even set out. We don't pay the 8,000, right?
No, we don't pay for it.
No. But what if they set up and then it rains on it before they fire it? I mean, because say they get wet or something.
The fire department calls it, and the company, the pyrotech company.
Then we have to pay the 8,000?
No.
Oh, we still don't pay. As long as we don't fire them off, we don't pay.
Right.
Okay, that was what because I know all the other ones have rain dates. We've never had a rain date. And I said, I keep forgetting if what happened. It don't happen once that I can remember. But I didn't know what happens if they don't shoot the fireworks off. We don't have to pay them.
That's correct.
All right. That's all I needed to know, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Members of the committee? Councilman Lattiser.
Yes. Thank you, Chairman. So I just want to tell you how much I support you having the fireworks in Oakland Beach. I think it's a great location, and I'm very, very happy to hear that's what those fireworks are going to be held. Thanks. Great decision. Thank you very much.
We also are outgrowing Oakland Beach. I just want you to know that. Okay.
And just for the record, anyone can dock at fireworks in Ward 5. Just saying. Thank you. Any comments or questions, further questions from council concerning National Night Fireworks? Any questions, comments from the audience? Any questions or comments from the audience? Thank you. Thank you. Item number 15, bid 2021-363, repairs to compressor equipment at Thayer Warburton. Councilman Lattiser requested.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Chairman. Position paper we have here doesn't give me a whole lot of information. Christy, for the $60,000 that apparently we've already spent on this compressor, have you received or have we, the city, received invoices accounting for all that $60,000?
Yes.
Okay. And you've confirmed that all of the services that have been provided under that request of $60,000 have been completed?
Yes.
Okay. So what new repairs are necessary to do now that weren't noticed before?
So we have the back rank compressors are pretty well all set. Not good. I hate even saying that. the front rank compressors, one of them is running. Only one of them right now. The other one needs a housing and needs some other additional work to it. Then they have to do some work with the glycol that's in the system and replace whatever refrigerant that it needs to get back up to where it should be. These compressors we've been having a lot of trouble with the oil. It's not skimming properly. There's too much in the system. Overall, we've put well over $200,000 into that one room for the two rinks. It's long overdue. It hadn't had attention really for a couple of years. So when Mayor Picozzi tasked us with bringing it up to where it should be, it's been a very expensive endeavor. However, I think this should be the end of it.
We've heard that one before.
I'm hoping. It's not an easy system to fix. It's not something that just anyone can, you know, walk in there and say, oh yeah, there's your problem. And, you know, we've encountered some emergencies, but we're managing. So
Christy, you show down here the technicians, hourly rate, $120 an hour, truck charge, et cetera. It says materials billed with a 20% markup. So when they present you with an invoice, do they break that down and show you what the cost of that pot is?
So
in addition, plus a 20% markup, and here's what our cost is?
Well, I don't know if you can see this, but this is one page of one invoice that the last one we got. It shows all the time. It shows the dates. It has, these are all parts. What they do for me, they don't put it on their invoice. They send me backup documentation of where they bought the parts from, how much they were, and then that's how we verify that it's correct.
Okay, so you get documentation on all parts, mm-hmm. regardless of how little or how much.
Right. So if they, you know, bought a pump at Granger and then they bought something else at, you know, I don't know, somewhere, a widget somewhere else, they send me the invoices, their invoices from those vendors.
Okay. And who does that reconciliation of that?
I do.
You do. Okay. Okay, that's all I got, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions, concerns for members of the council or committee? Members of the public. That concludes discussion on the consent calendar. If I may have a motion on the full consent calendar.
Motion for favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion for favorable. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
That concludes the Finance Committee for this evening. The time is now 8:12.
Next up is the Public Safety Committee, and then we will go back into the full council meeting. And then public properties is what I meant. Public safety, public properties, then back to the full council meeting.
Public safety is called to order at
8:13. First item is acceptance of minutes from the February 7th meeting.
Move to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Done. Item one, PCR 3321, a resolution erecting stop signs on both sides of Reed Street where it intersects with Minor Street. Councilman Sinapi.
This is supported by a traffic study and is to help resolve a long-standing issue on that street. So I would appreciate your support.
Okay. Any questions or comments from the committee? Questions or comments from the council? Questions or comments from the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The City Public Safety Committee is adjourned at 8:14. Oh, I'm going to stay right where I am. Vinny, get down here.
Next up is public properties.
Who's in charge of this committee? Oh. You are. Anytime today. Anytime today.
Yes.
All right. The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs convenes at 8:15 p.m. We have the acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on January 3rd. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. One item on the docket. We have PCR 25-22, a resolution relative to naming the primary roadway between Tollgate Road and Centerville Road that provides access to Winman Middle School and Tollgate High School as Robert Shapiro Drive. Councilman Staffy.
Hi, so this serves a dual purpose. One is to resolve a longstanding issue due to basically common sense. Right now, if you drive down Centerville Road, if you want to go to Tollgate, Winman, or the Impossible Dream, you take a right onto Centerville Road somehow, and they're all up there. Unfortunately, the average person has no reason to know that that road is also Centerville Road, and so it causes a slew of problems, some of them safety-related, such as when someone reports to a fire alarm at the wrong building because they have no way of really knowing which one's which, and then also deliveries going to the wrong place, and more recently, a giant piece of construction equipment being left at the wrong property and causing issues. So it addresses all of that, and it's been going on for years. Both the school department, specifically the superintendent, and the mayor's on board. Possible Dream made the initial request, so obviously they're on board. And then the other purpose of this is also happens to recognize my superintendent, when I attended school, and a lot of us at that, who countless years did a great job, is well respected, well regarded, and deserves the recognition. So it's a win-win.
Thank you. I certainly do not oppose the name. Recognition well deserved, and there are, of course, very valid reasons, as stated, for making sure that that access road does have a name. Any comments from members of the committee? Members of the council? Councilwoman Travis.
I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor.
That's fine, of course.
Very good. Any other comments, members of the city council? Councilman McElroy.
I think he wants to be added.
Oh, yes. Let's see. Any other members of the council wish to be added? Councilman Lattiser?
All are obviously welcome.
All right. Looks like we have the full council. All right. Very good. Any other comments, members of the council? Seeing none, any comments, members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
There being no further business, the committee adjourns at 8:18 p.m.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. We're going to bring back the full council meeting. We're just going to give everyone a minute or two to get set, the clerk and the solicitor and the council. Welcome back, everyone. So we are now back in the full council meeting. We just finished committees. So if you're just joining us early this evening at 7 o'clock, we did the roll call, the salute to the flag. We had special presentation. We did general communications. We did executive communications. We've accepted the minutes from a previous meeting. We have done public comment. So now we are on number one on the second page of the agenda, the consent calendar. PCR 26-22, a resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Gephardt, Councilman Lattiser. Go ahead, Councilman
Howe. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm in a flurry of paperwork right now. Okay. Bid 2022-286 Alpha, City of Warwick, District 6, gasoline, low sulfur diesel, and ultra low sulfur diesel fuel. Bid 2022-286 Bravo, same title. Bid 2022-286 Charlie, same title. Bid 2019-208 Network Connectivity. Bid 2021-068 Collection Services for Tax and Rescue Fees. Bid 2022-301 Various Portable Radio Batteries. Bid 2022-324 SMS Magnet License Renewal. Bid 2022-164 Bravo Original Equipment Manufacturer Parts for Various Police Vehicles. Bid 2022-337 Repair to Rescue 12. Bid 2023-004 Appropriately Independence Day Fireworks Display. Bid 2023-005 National Night Out Fireworks Display. Bid 2022-308 Gatsby Day Fireworks Display. Bid 2021-363 Repairs to Compressor Equipment Thayer Warburn. Bid 2022-302 Cement Concrete Mixes Controlled Low Strength Materials Flowable Fill. Bid 17, which is bid 2022-335 State of Rhode Island Plumbing Services. And finally, bid 2022-335. Nope, not that's not it. I apologize. I had two different documents, so I do apologize. What was that last one? Here it is. Bid 2022-354, utilize waste management transfer station. That completes the bid docket, Mr. President.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions from the council on the bid docket, which was discussed earlier this evening? Hearing none, that's it, right? The clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes.
Thank you. The consent calendar passes. Councilman Howe, I believe two items have been removed from the consent calendar.
Yes, Mr. President. Former bid 2022-333, Flock Automatic License Plate Readers is now PCR 27-22.
So we do need a recommendation on this now. Is there anyone that would make a recommendation that could be favorable action, unfavorable action, hold?
The committee voted no recommendation, Mr.
The committee
President.
Voted no recommendation. So to move forward, I need someone from the council to make a recommendation. Councilman Ricks.
I would move to hold to May 16th, and the rationale for that is that if we were to be able to do our due diligence and draft the ordinance that Councilman Sinapi suggested, if that were to be drafted in the next month and heard on April 4th, then it would be heard for second passage theoretically on May 2nd, and therefore it would be ripe on May 16th. I think that that would be a relatively aggressive schedule, but at the same time, I wouldn't want to see this just kicked from one meeting to the next and then resulting in members of the public expecting it to be heard when it wouldn't be quite ripe to be heard.
Okay, so I just need a second on Councilman Ricks's motion to hold. What was the date?
May 16th.
May 16th. Do I have a second for that?
I'll second that.
You'll second. Okay, so now we can have a discussion on the date of holding. Is there anyone that would like to speak, council members, on this motion? Councilman Gephardt.
So I agree with Councilman Ricks's reasoning on this. I think it would also be very helpful to have that departmental policy ready for our review, just so we can see what limitations would exist and what governance would exist within the department. But I think also, you know, referencing this ordinance that may come forward would be helpful as well. So I'll leave it at that. I mean, the timetable sounds, I mean, it may sounds far away, but hey, it's March in like a couple days. So thank you.
Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. So I'd just like to remind everyone that we come and go. Elected officials come and go, mayors come and go, senators, representatives, and ordinances can be changed. And they can be changed when you have new people sitting in these seats. So what you do today in passing ordinances to address certain current issues doesn't mean that it's there in perpetuity. These things can change as we as elected officials change. And as we all know, the voters make that decision whether we stay or go. We'll see where it goes from here. I've heard testimony this evening in support of it. I've also heard compelling testimony opposing it. So we'll see what happens between now and then. But as Councilman Rick said, I don't think this is something that we should be, you know, just keep kicking down the road, holding it. You know what? See where this goes at the next meeting. We'll see what other comments we have from the members of the public, from police department here. And ultimately, I guess, make a decision then. So probably it is a good idea to hold for more interaction by members of the public. I think it's very, very important that the members of the public are aware of this, whether pro or con. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other council members? Councilman Foley.
Yes, I'm not sure who to direct this to, but I know that Cranston, Woonsocket, I believe Pawtucket have these cameras. And can we reach out to them to see if they have any ordinance or policies in place that guide them that we can look at? So I don't know where that request would go to. Or is it Lynn or Joanne or I'm not sure who.
Yeah, we'll reach out. Yeah. Lynn won't reach out, but we'll reach out. Any other questions on this motion? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I actually, because we're discussing whether to hold it or not, I want a clarification through the president. Was a recommendation made to hold until May?
Yes. The first meeting in May, I believe.
Councilman May 16th, second meeting of May?
Second meeting.
Okay. I feel that with the time that we've had with this and with the comments and the discussion, as many of you know, I'm not a fan of holding many things, but I would like to have this discussion. And to clarify some things, I did ask, so I know we have a motion to hold. Is it regular that I could ask the chief some questions concerning this, or is it just on the motion to hold, maybe just to dispel, or could I ask the questions? Can I ask the chief some questions concerning the item, the bid?
Yeah, I mean, it's up to the discretion.
It is on this bid.
It's related to the motion, meaning like questions like, if we hold it for this long, are we able to stuff like that.
Okay. It was more on the operation of the system. So it's not necessarily to hold. So that would probably be my reason not to hold it, because I would like to extend further discussion on this. So thank you, Mr. President.
Okay. So would you like to speak to him or no? I'm sorry.
I would, if it's okay. It's on the bid, but it's not on whether to hold or not.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Why don't we bring, while we have the Colonel here.
Thank you.
Yes, to answer your questions.
So Colonel, the question is, and there was some great conversation and some points brought up, and I know that we had our discussions, and it was brought up in a discussion we had in one of the meetings about data. And I understand that it screenshots the license plate in the car and the color of the car, holds it for 30 days, and then drops it. So can you explain to me about the term data? Like, the only data, like, what's the extent of the data that it would hold? Like, is it something that goes into, I know that you've already answered the question, I'm going to ask for clarification. Is it something that goes into a federal file? Do we share that information? Is that information shared with federal agencies for no particular reason? Do we just take a pile? If they say, hey, send us this, do we send it to them? If you could clarify.
What's in the system is, and Mr. Litch can assist me if it gets more technical, but what's going to be in the system in the data files are going to be pictures. Mm-hmm. The system doesn't automatically get into the database from the registry and download that information and collect that information. It's just simply the pictures. And when we want to do a search, we enter into information specific to it, and it would spit out any information that we're looking for. It's not a huge database that's shared. The only things that are shared are that if we put in a license plate that we're looking for, if it would be a hit on a Cranston camera, it would alert us. That's the only thing that's shared.
So if you hear about, they say, okay, well, it was a blue car and we noticed that it had, a broken taillight on the right side, and you search it, you'll be able to search it for that without the license plate?
Correct.
Or, okay, so correct. It can do the image as far as the vehicle, the back of the vehicle, looking for the vehicle with this. So it's more of, and a license plate is something that's an automobile identifier, just like a license of a human being carrying in their pocket.
Correct.
That is, the license plate and the car type is what a registration shows and a license shows. So if they say a blue car with a broken taillight, you guys can do a search and saying photos or identifiers, and if it comes up with three license plates, you now you can break it down and narrow it down to
that's correct.
Yes. Okay. Within that 30 days.
Yes.
Okay.
After 30 days, it's
it drops off.
Yes.
Okay. So, and that's when it was mentioned earlier about the cloud. That's just the storage facility. I understand that things. So I'm going to ask the hard question. If something is breached, and I understand it would be the exact same thing as if I stood on the street corner, and I'm not downplaying this, and please understand, I'm not downplaying. I'm trying to get some explanation from my simpleton technology mind. If I'm standing on the street corner and I'm taking pictures of cars, that is completely legal. I'm jeopardizing possibly my safety because someone can come up and question it. But if I'm standing on the street corner just taking pictures of cars driving by their license plate, totally legal and can happen.
It is.
And so that's what this is. This is capturing those license plates to have a database for the 30 days. And if there is a situation that comes up and it matches, a car leaves Warwick on this road, goes into Cranston, ends up in Pawtucket, we can pinpoint where that vehicle is and calm the danger of what's in that vehicle.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Are there any more questions on the motion? Councilman Lattiser.
Can a follow-up be done to Councilman Howell's questions?
Yeah, but I just want to keep it real quick, because if we're going to hold this, we're going to do it all over again, so I don't want to have another two-hour debate on something that we're going to hold.
But the point is, those questions had nothing to do with the hold.
Yeah, I know. It kind of got off. So that's why.
That's what I was trying to clarify. So I apologize.
And I'll admit the council ladder, so everyone gets to speak. But I just want to point that out. If the right now the motion is to hold, so if we're going to hold, we're going to do this again. So I just want everyone to remember that.
I'll hold my questions until then because mine have nothing to do with the hold.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions?
I do apologize, Mr. President. That was my question. So I do apologize, Ms. Councilman Lattiser, too.
No, that's fine. That's fine, Chairman. No problem.
Yeah. Okay, so there's been a motion to hold to May 16th. Yes. It has been seconded. Any other questions on the motion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for the hold to May 16th.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Yes. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes to hold.
Thank you. PCR 2722 will be held to May 16th. I believe there's a second item that was pulled from the consent calendar.
Yes, Mr. President, formerly bid 2022-336 is now PCR 28-22.
And the recommendation?
Hold until March 7th.
Hold to March 7th. Then we'll just do a quick roll call. The motion is made. Do I have a second? Second by Councilman Foley to hold on behalf of the committee report is the hold to March 7th. Clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Yes. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes to hold.
Thank you. Now we're now moving on to new business on the agenda this evening, which is PCR 33-21, a resolution directing stop signs on both sides of Reed Street, where it intersects with Minor Street. Committee report, public safety. For action, Councilman Sanapi.
I move for favorable action.
Second by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Gephardt, Councilman Foley. Are there any questions on this that were not asked during the Public Safety Committee earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes, motion passes.
Thank you, the motion passes. Next up is a PCR 25-22, committee report, public properties.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sanapi.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Lattiser, Councilman McElroy, Councilman Howe. Are there any questions that were not asked during the public properties committee earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes, motion passes.
Thank you. We're at referrals and advertising, PCO 2-22, an ordinance amending the City of Warwick Comprehensive Plan to allow citywide solar in specific designations. And PCO 3-22, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick. The City of Warwick is the petitioner. We're now moving to unanimous consent. Item one under unanimous consent is PCO 39-21 sub A. This would be for second passage. First question, is there any objections to members of the council to hearing PCO 39-21 under unanimous consent? Okay, hearing no objections, we will now hear item PCO 39-21. This is for second passage as amended. This was not in committee this evening, so I'm going to ask Councilman Howe if you could move this. And we can get a second, and then we can discuss.
Move favorable action on second passage, as amended.
Thank you, Councilman. Second by Councilman Foley. Are there any questions on PCO 39-21 sub A this evening? This is for second passage. Councilman Lattiser.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. On line 56, this was one of the things that we had changed at the last meeting. It says the city may require a bid deposit. Could somebody just refresh my memory why it says may as opposed to shall?
Go ahead, Mr. Solicitor.
Thank you, Councilman. As many folks may recall, we had discussions about the process here, about whether and how a bid deposit should be done in order to assure that bidders are, you know, genuine. And so there may be circumstances that bid deposits may not be appropriate, and there may be some that are absolutely, you know, necessary. And so in comparing language from other jurisdictions that have utilized this type of process, we wanted to enable the departments and to have that option to use or not use the bid deposit. And that's why the May language is enabling in this new section that was added.
So on this section, this line item 56, when we moved first passage, it stated the city may require?
Yes. Okay. In that particular hearing that we had last meeting, which we came back to later in the night, and I read into the record the proposed language that had been brought up and amended it. This language was read into the record as is presented to you this evening, and thus we're here for under consideration of second passage for the council's
All right. Thank you.
Wishes. It was appropriately amended at the last meeting.
That's, this is the language. That's what I wanted to make sure of, that in fact, first passage was including that verbiage. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions on a PCO 39-21? As this was not in committee, are there any questions from members of the public on PCO 39-21 sub A? This is an ordinance in regards to amending section 2-19 of the Water Code of Ordinance relative to the sale of city-owned properties. This is for second passage. Any members of the public? Okay. And any additional questions or concerns from the council? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action for second passage as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Yes. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, second passage.
Thank you very much. The motion passes. Ward 1, anything under unanimous consent to docket?
No, thank you.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5? Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8?
Pass.
Ward 9?
Pass.
Councilwoman Travis?
If there be no further business of this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
Any objection to moving to the docket session? Hearing none, we are now in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket this evening? Ward 2?
One item. Tentative title, resolution in regards to erecting a four-way stop sign on Bellevue Ave on the east and west sides where it crosses Conn and Astral Street.
Public safety. Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Yes, Mr. President, I have, I have a few. First one would be an ordinance, and the tentative title is short-term rental registration as it applies to all dwelling units offered for rental within the city of Warwick, except hotels, motels, and community residents. It'll also be co-sponsored by, Councilwoman Travis.
Yep.
Mayor Picozzi is also co-sponsoring, and anyone else who would like to sponsor.
Okay, we're going to put that in the ordinance committee. And
looks like everybody.
It looks like we got some co-sponsors.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Councilman.
Okay, thank you. The next one will be a resolution. This will be co-sponsored between myself and Council President McAllister. It will have the tentative title, Resolution Expressing Opposition to Legislation Before the Rhode Island General Assembly that would prohibit single-family residential zoning in municipalities with populations of over 20,000. And anyone else that would like to co-sponsor is welcome.
If that's Councilman Sinapi, would like to co-sponsor? Councilman Gephardt? Councilman Foley? Thank you.
Okay. My next one is an ordinance. Tentative title is all bargaining group contracts presented to the City Council for ratification must contain the current contract language, proposed new language in red bold print, and any deleted language must be in black striked out bold print.
Ordinance committee.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Councilwoman Travis.
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8.
1. Ordinance governing the scope of use for any automated license plate reader system, comma, as well as any data derived thereof, comma, used in the City of Warwick.
Ordinance committee. Councilman Ricks would like to co-sponsor. Ward 9, anything to docket this evening? All right, there is no more business before the City Council. Everybody have a good evening, and we'll talk to you soon.